During a brief stop in Nairobi, the UN Secretary General's Special Advisor on Piracy Issues, Jack Lang, weighed in on Kenya's reluctance to try any more piracy suspects captured in the Indian Ocean.
Je n'ai pas le mandat pour favoriser, pour négocier la signature de nouveaux accords.
Lang told reporters on Tuesday that Kenya has provided an example in dealing with the growing problem of piracy and urged the international community to provide better support for the East African nation. The special advisor's stop was part of a three-month tour begun in August to investigate new ways to deal with the increasing numbers of hijackers launching from the Somali coast. Kenya, along with the Seychelles, is the only country in East Africa that has agreed to prosecute pirates captured in the Indian Ocean by international patrols. Kenya has signed agreements with the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, the European Union, Denmark, and China to try suspected pirates in return for support. But the country has increasingly complained it is facing the burden alone. The move to hold Somali pirates has also been unpopular among Kenya's politicians, who argue the agreements placed excessive costs and security risks square on Kenya's shoulders. The director of the Seafarers Assistance Program in East Africa, Andrew Mongura, said the agreements diverted resources from Kenya's already strained court system.
In Mombasa courts, we've got only 11 court prosecutors, and these prosecutors, they have to carry other cases, like murder cases, robbery, crime, and domestic violence. Apart from that, Kenya has got a backlog of about 185,000 cases countrywide. And also the parliament, because they are using taxpayers' money to keep these people in our prisons.
On September 30th, the Kenyan government announced the agreements to try pirates had expired, and it would no longer accept pirates. Western countries have been negotiating with Kenya to renew the deal, but officials have not specified publicly what Kenya needs to receive to continue trying suspects. Since 2009, Kenya has convicted an estimated 43 pirates and holds around 100 more. Despite the expiration of the agreements, Kenya has continued to take on pirates captured in the past 2 weeks. The United States Navy transferred 9 Somalis into Kenyan custody Tuesday, after capturing them last month in the Gulf of Aden.
Je me permets d'insister, je ne propose rien de ce type à l'instant où nous parlons.
In Nairobi, Lang called for new ideas to deal with the issue of piracy and called on new partners to detain and prosecute suspected pirates. The special advisor is visiting the region amidst a rise in hijackings in recent weeks. On Sunday, Somali pirates hijacked a Japanese cargo ship off the coast of Kenya, along with 20 members of the crew. At least 61 sailors have been captured by Somali pirates since the last week of September. Somalia has not had a functioning government for over 20 years. Lang said any solution to the problem of piracy would have to involve a commitment to stability in Somalia. Michael Onyego for VOA News, Nairobi.